All right, so we are live and in living color. Welcome to another fantastic episode of This Week in Reselling, where we interview special guests each and every week from different walks of life in the reselling world. Here we'll discuss the highs and lows of reselling and dive into great conversation. We are positive that you're going to hear something that is going to help you become a better reseller. I'm your host, Ray. I almost forgot my name, Dustin. I'm your host, Ray. And I am here joined with my co-host, Dustin. Dustin, how are you, sir?
Doing good on this lovely January evening.
There you go. And today, guys, we are back for, I don't know, are we calling it seasons like here, Dustin?
Season 25.
Yeah, it's been, we've been doing this for a long time. This might be one of the longest running reselling podcasts in a while. But we are here. I'm super excited. We're starting off with a bang here, Dustin. We have none other than our good friend Mikey Bags of Money is in the building. Mikey Bags of Money, how are you doing today, sir?
I am doing great, Ray and Dustin. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm honored to be here. I'm doing great, enjoying the new year, and yeah, just ready to chop it up, talk some reselling, and have some fun with you guys.
Awesome. So I mentioned it to Mikey earlier, Dustin, and for everyone that is listening to us at home, this podcast for the first time is streaming on Facebook. So if you guys have a Facebook, or if you want to call up your grandmother or your elderly neighbor across the street, tell them that the Nashville Flippers now have a Facebook page. They can see all of our shorts and videos on there, and they can join us at the same time, simultaneously streaming on YouTube and Facebook. So we do want to say hi to some people in the chat, Mikey. So we're going to say hi to one of the people that you may know this guy.
Who is it?
We have Sunny Las Vegas is in the building. And we have Jill. She says, hi, Sunny. Oh, she's talking to Sunny. And then we have Crispy Flips. How's it going, Crispy? Glad that you can jump on. And we have our boy, Alan, is in the building. Good to see you, Alan. Glad that you can stop by. So, Mikey, for the people that may not know you, I know that, you know, you are, I don't know, your aura of this, a legend, this Hawaiian shirt legend himself, yes. Mikey Bags of Money. For the people that may not know you, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us your origin story, how Mikey became Mikey Bags of Money. They say at the thrift store, your newest video, that guy that you met, he said it was like Joe Box of Donuts or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Box of Donuts. Joey Bag of Donuts, yes.
Joey Bag of Donuts, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, well, okay, the legend of how it all really started goes back maybe 4 years ago. I got injured at work. I used to be in construction all my life, painter, carpenter, stuff like that. I got a hernia at work. I kept working while the boss said he was working with the insurance company to get it covered under workers' compensation. And so I worked, and I work hard whatever I do. So I went all the way. It was taking a long time, and I worked so hard. This is my famous story I told at the Boss Reseller Remix, that my hernia busted through my ball sack, man. It like, boom, into the sack. And I was like, whoa, yikes. I was like, I can't work anymore. I'm done working. You know what I'm saying? So I laid in my bed for about 2 months waiting for surgery, had to get on my own. And right after I got the surgery, I played a lot of Xbox during that time, man. That's all I knew, Xbox. Yeah. So it was like right when Apex Legends came out, and I was just like literally sitting in bed not being able to do anything. So I got the surgery, and my wife said I should sell a pocket knife on eBay. She's been on eBay for a long time, and I sold a pocket knife on eBay. It sold in like 2 days for $100, and I was so excited. I was so excited to be making money that I just started looking for all kinds of stuff around the house. And then I started turning on YouTube, and I started watching that you could actually like go to garage sales, thrift stores, and all this other stuff. So that's what I started doing. I just started doing all that, and I pretty much became a reseller. I kind of almost wanted to do eBay. Like years ago, my mom gave me an eBay book, you know, because I've always been kind of an alternative guy. or Thinker, but I really just didn't know where to get the inventory to start an eBay store, you know. But since there's YouTube and all these great YouTubers are spilling all the secrets, I learned that there's all these sources that I could go to. And like I said, so that's what I started doing. And that's how I became a reseller. I never got a job. I just been reselling. My wife's been supportive. It's great. It gives a lot of freedoms to do certain things around the house. And yeah, so that's how I started reselling about 14 months ago. I was going to the Boss Reseller Remix, the first one. I was going to be a speaker there. I was going with a bunch of other like YouTubers, Harry Tornado, Rally Roots, all kinds of people were going to be there. And I was like, I kind of had the dream of being a YouTuber. I think everyone has a dream of being a YouTuber of some sort, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It seems like it would be a cool thing to do. And I kind of, my initial dream was kind of with my wife to do something called Life with the Cookies, where we could go out and eat and stuff like that. But my editing skills and all that stuff were not up to par with anything she would be a part of. So I just went I thought of a name to, you know, Mikey Bags of Money. It sounded good for me, you know. So I've always been Mikey. So I launched Mikey Bags of Money with a unboxing video. I won a List Perfectly grand prize. I unboxed that. I put a garage sale video on that, and I released it. And I've just been going steady since. I haven't stopped. I go hard. Whatever I do, I just go hard.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 13 months ago. I've been very fortunate. My channel's taken off. I know a lot of YouTubers out in Las Vegas. It's definitely helped. And I just keep going to work, putting out the videos, and luckily people enjoy them.
That's awesome. Well, I enjoy them. I like your comedic candor when you're thrifting through, you know, going through everything. I find it, you know, very amusing and entertaining. But so from how long ago was it that you first posted that pocket knife on eBay, Mikey?
Ooh, about 4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Yeah.
So you're probably, I don't know, you're like not a new reseller, but you're seasoned enough to kind of know the pitfalls and kind of, what would you say? Would you say that you're still a new reseller or someone that's a little more seasoned?
I'm very seasoned. I mean, I know what I can grab and what I can go find. And if I just go list enough stuff and go find enough stuff, I know I can expect X, you know. It's a lot of work reselling stuff. I mean, it's a lot of work, but I know all the work that goes into it. I can do it. So I'm a legitimate seller for sure. I mean, that's how I paid bills for 3 years. And then I started doing YouTube, and I've been putting a lot more focus into YouTube than I have reselling over the last year for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. And you said you were a speaker at the Boss Reseller Remix, correct?
Yes.
We weren't lucky enough to attend to see you speak, Mikey, but just what was the subject or what was the thing that you were teaching and that you were giving to the masses?
All right. Well, this year I spoke the inaugural year on just pretty much my experience of becoming a new reseller. And then this last year I spoke with Danny, the Niche Lady, and Harry and Haley Tornado, or Josh. And we spoke about YouTube, monetizing YouTube. I was once again kind of like the newer guy of the group, and we just shared tips and experiences. And it was really cool. I just really like going to the reseller events. I'm definitely going to go to FlipCon this year. It's so awesome to just meet people that do the same stuff you do. It's incredible. I really enjoy it. And I can't wait to go to more reseller events. Definitely on the list.
I know that Dustin and I were actually discussing our FlipCon, if he was going to go, because he's kind of have a baby pretty soon here, Mikey. His second born. Yep. So in right March. Around that time. So it might be a little rocky for Dustin, but for Ray, I am for sure going no matter what. So even if I'm going by myself, or I don't know, maybe I'll shack up with Paul the Philly Flipper or somebody else. So like if anybody needs an extra dude to share a room or whatever, I'll let you know for sure. But Mike,
can't go. You can get one of those iPad things that's a robot and goes around. You can just get my face down.
There you go. So for the people that are listening to at home, you know, if you want to be part of the new this year's FlipCon, I believe, what are the dates, Mikey? August
9th and 12th? 9th through the 12th.
Don't
ever quote me.
I think that's right.
It's kind of accurate.
Yeah, I believe that's right. So and also those tickets are probably going to sell really quick this year. So when they go up, I would advise that you scoop them up as quickly as you can.
Would you advise buying some Burriso?
Oh, Dustin, look at you. Wouldn't that be called scalping?
Possibly.
It's a legitimate form of reselling.
That's
there you go.
Okay. Am I legitimate?
Okay. Yeah. So, Mikey, I was just thinking of your incident that you had about your hernia. Yeah. Is there some sort of, you know, like inside joke between your name, Mikey Bags of Money?
Ooh, they really like to make jokes about it. That's for sure. Mikey Sacks of Money. Yeah, there's all, yeah, Mikey Deflated Bags of Money. Lots of, but like when I created it, it really wasn't. It was just, I like to try to think of a lot of names, and just Mikey Bags of Money, it just flowed good. We actually met a comedian. He was handing out flyers to a show, and I was live streaming. He's like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Mikey Bags of Money." He's like, "Oh!" And then dropped the F-bomb and like I stole it from him or something. Like, his career could have been so much better if he just put oh, something with Mikey Bags
of Money. You stole the shtick.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's so great. I don't know. It's a good name. People remember it. I'm just all about having fun and the fun. So, I mean, it's kind of appropriate.
Mm-hmm. And guys, if you want to follow all the fun that Mikey has to offer, all of his links are linked down in the description below. I know that you have two different Instagrams there, Mikey. So both of those are on there, and his YouTube channel is also on there. So check that out, guys, if you want to check out what Mikey has going on. Before I got one more thing before we get into a first segment of the show, Mikey. But let's say hi to some people in the chat. We have Jill saying hello to all of us. Thank you so much for coming on, Jill. We have Lilac, saying that right? Lilac Seller.
Yeah.
Good to see you. I wonder if it's Seller as in Seller with an S and just they changed it to a C. I don't know. We have Marie, one of our favorites, is here. We have Kristen, another one of our favorites. Good to see you, Kristen. Glad you can stop by. Let's see here. And Kristen is saying, "I was going to pitch a tent in the parking lot last year, and Angie Resells took pity on me and let me split a room with her." Well, there you go. So if you guys need an extra guy, well, not you, Kristen, but someone else. Let's keep it civil here.
Ray, at that place, at the Boss Reseller Remix, so many people split rooms. So many people learned that they were like neighbors and didn't even know it, and then started meeting up afterwards and stuff like that. So you could easily just go almost anyway and find a roommate, some friends or something. The reselling community is awesome.
There we go. I'm gonna have to go to that one too, Mikey. That's more towards the fall.
October.
Yeah. So definitely gonna have to go into that. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Las Vegas on a convention, right?
Yeah, for sure. Any excuse is good enough excuse
to go to Vegas. I've never been to Las Vegas. Dustin, have you been to Vegas?
I haven't. Maybe you get a little beginner's luck. Go to hit some casinos.
It happens.
There you go. Win a car, right, Dustin?
Yeah.
There we go. All right. So, Mikey, so you had your incident at work. Led you to become a full-time reseller, led you to become a part-time YouTuber, and then now you took on a new venture. You are now sharing a reselling booth in a brand new thrift store that I'm drawing a blank. Whose thrift store is it? The Niche Lady. Yes. So tell us a little bit about that about your new venture here, because I find that incredibly interesting, because that's something I would never want to do, in my opinion.
Okay. A lot of people are definitely interested in it. That's for sure. It's never something I dreamed of. Like, I never dreamed of being a reseller. I just kind of fell into it. I really enjoyed it. I love going to the thrift stores. I like all the people. I don't like buying expensive shirts, but I love thrifting awesome shirts. So I'm just all about finding the good bargains and stuff like that. But since I knew Danny, she wanted to get this thrift store. I met her about a year ago at the first Boss Reseller Remix. She really wanted to get a thrift store, and she wanted to have some booths in there and stuff like that. So I honestly was like, I don't think I have enough time to get involved in another venture, man. I'm so busy with just reselling and YouTubing. But then Sonny was like, Mikey, let's do it together. It'll make it a little easier. And together, things are easier. So I was like, let's do it. And we bought a bunch of stuff. We don't know what we're doing, hey, Sonny? So we started buying, you know, shelving units, and we started filming it and making it part of our storylines. We went to Goodwills to start stocking it, and we've really had fun doing it. It's really been fun getting to know Sonny even more, hanging out, going to buy stuff, filming it, eating. So we've loaded up this our little room of stuff. It could totally be way better. If I knew what I was doing more, or even could have more time to dedicate to it, we could have it looking a little more professional. But we do got it looking great. The first month I did make a profit, not a huge profit, but after cost of goods and the cost of rent, I did make a small profit. Now, has it been worth it financially and all that other stuff? It's not a great windfall or anything like that. I'm just grinding it out. Hopefully I can buy some cooler things that I don't want to ship or that buy for eBay. Put them in the shop. People can come buy them and make some dough. I'm never trying to get rich. So it's been a lot of work, but I also got to say, I ramble you guys also. I got to say, it's been really cool meeting all these people that come to visit the store. Now we have another YouTuber in there, Thrifty in Vegas. She's huge. Tiffany's her name.
Oh, she's awesome too.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's got a booth in there. It's really nice. This other girl, Crystal, does this cool Pyrex jewelry. She's got a booth in there. Another person that works for Danny, she's got a booth in there. So we kind of just all got our booths back there. It's just really cool. People come from all over to come see the shop. I never expected like just the response and just where people come from to go visit the shop that they see on YouTube. It's been amazing.
That's cool. It's almost kind of like not a mecca, but like a place. I don't know. Like maybe like I'm comparing it to like maybe like a Pawn Stars, and it's like the pawn, you know, like the store where it's like if I'm in Las Vegas, I'm gonna go here because I see, you know, all these people on TV. I see all these people on YouTube, and all my favorite resellers are all in one spot. Of course, I'm gonna go. You know, and I get to support them and buy some cool item, you know, that they picked out, handpicked out, you know, it's just neat.
The concept is really cool. They actually have their, like, the niche lady is doing some filming for kind of like a reality TV show. There's a whole production crew that goes in there and she puts that out on her channel on Mondays. So it's like, does definitely have the Pawn Stars feel to that. You never know when one of the crazy characters, me or Sonny or Carrie or any of us, are going to drop on by. But usually if we do, there'll be someone there that says hi. And one of my recent videos I put, people are actually donating stuff to me and Sonny to resell. So they're just dropping stuff at the shop and being like, here you guys go. Don't go source. Just resell these goods. And it's amazing. I never thought like, that would happen. Like, people are just giving us stuff to sell. You know how hard it is to go look for stuff and pay for stuff and all that? It's really amazing, and we're truly lucky. And it's been a wild experience. The whole
that's
YouTube.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I love that you get to meet the people that watch you all the time. You know, I think that's really cool.
Respect your craft, and it is. It's really cool to be acknowledged and just people saying they enjoy your videos. I've been starting to get recognized more and more. Like if I go to the thrift store, it happens quite a bit. But last night I was out at the casino and a cocktail waitress came up and said, I know you. And you know me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
right, exactly.
You know me. And then she's like, yeah, I watch your channel. I was like, whoa, that's so awesome and cool. And it was so nice to just, when someone says they enjoy your channel, it's pretty cool and good feeling.
Mm-hmm. I know, even with Dustin and I, because we sometimes people come up to us and be like, hey, I watch you guys or whatever, and it's just a weird feeling. Right, Dustin?
Happens a couple times in Goodwill a couple weeks ago. Hey, what's up? It is a good feeling, though.
Yeah, it makes my wife weird because it happens like I'm like I said, I'm getting used to it between the store going to Goodwill, and it's just been happening more and more. The first couple of times you're like, oh, and like the first time it happened to a garage sale, a guy whispered by me, Mikey. And I like kind of like turned around. Like, it was he talking to me because everyone's a little different too of how you approach people.
You wanted to make sure it was actually you probably.
But he knew it was. The first time I met Katie and Vicky, they're some of my favorite YouTubers. They have a live show every Sunday where they break down their numbers from the week of what they buy and what they sell. They're local. And that's how I started. I watched local people. A lot of, you know, local watch locals. And the first time I saw him at a garage sale, I saw Vicky and I was like, hi, you know, and just very meek and very... I didn't make a good impression. You know what I'm saying? I was starstruck or whatever you call it. So the next time I was like, the next time I'm going to see him, I'm going to become friends with him. And so the next time I saw him like a month later, I was like, hi, how you doing? My name's Mike. This, that, and the other. And then they actually invited me to their local reseller meetup that was happening that week. And that really changed my whole life, just meeting them. And then that's when I started talking to other resellers, and you learn so much like talking to other people, just if they mention the way they word their descriptions or if they do this or something about shipping. So I just kind of found a community pretty fast of other resellers, and it really helped speed up my game, and I learned so much from them. And that's awesome. I definitely recommend anyone join a group. If you can join any kind of reselling group, just join it, start it. It's so worthwhile, I think.
There you go. Maria is saying George went to visit the shop. He's amazing. Justin and I met him in person. Okay.
Yes, George the Antique Nomad came to visit the shop. That was totally cool. Got to meet him. That guy, I always say that guy could host Antiques Roadshow. He's ultimate professional, knowledgeable, and yeah, just more stuff that happens at the Good Stuff Thrift Store.
There you go. And Sonny is saying it's awesome. It grows you real quick when people come up to you. Okay, there you go. So thank you so much for just getting to know you a little better, Mikey. So we do want to move on to our first segment of the show. I know I explained to you a little bit beforehand what we're doing here. It's called Overrated, Underrated, where we're going to give you 10 different things. And in your opinion, you're going to let us know if they're overrated or underrated. All right?
All right.
All right. But before, we do want to give a shout out to still rocking with us, one of our sponsors of the show, none other than our good friends over at poppingofftoys.com, one of the best places where you can purchase Funko Pops. And if you use the code Nashville Flippers, you're going to get 10% off your order. And we also get a little bit of that from us. So Dustin can have enough money to raise his second child. So check that out. So, Mikey, do you have any Funko Pops in your store right now?
No, I don't think
in
we
your
have any
in your
Funko
booth.
Funko Pops. No, I usually sell my Funkos online. Honestly.
Okay. Okay. Any big ones that you've sold before?
No, Apex Legends. I had like a six pack of Apex Legends. That went pretty good, but nothing huge. I've never been kind of a Funko Pop dude, but I like scanning them and checking them out. And yeah. I have only one in my collection. It's Mike Tyson. I bought it in a video.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to keep the Apex Legends, but it was like the holiday time. I was like, what do I really need to hold on to these things for? But they had a special place in my heart because I played them so much when I had hernia. It was right when it came out and you could battle everybody. And, just hours. It does bring good memories. But honestly, I haven't even played video games since I became a reseller. I even sold my Xbox and bought shelving with it. So,
oh, wow. Hey,
I know.
Need is there. I know. I just noticed there's this new Avatar Funko with, I don't know, whatever they ride here. That looks pretty cool. Pre-order now so you guys can pre-order and get 10% off. Use the code Nashville Flippers. So, all right, Mikey. So first up, overrated, underrated, number one, Dustin.
Number one, New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions. That's got to be overrated every day. Or you can always make resolutions. And I mean, I always try to around New Year's. It's a good time. But I mean, you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. So, I mean, any day is a good day for a resolution, I think.
There you go. There
you How about
go.
You do guys? Do you have
any resolutions yourself, Mikey, for the new year? I know that you really said you don't do resolutions, but...
I know. Well, I just said they're overrated. I mean, they're goals, baby. I want to lose some weight for sure. I want to lose some weight since I started YouTube and I got in a car accident. I used to mountain bike, man. Before I started YouTube, I could mountain bike. I could dust a lot of people. I'm a big boy, but my strength was good. My wind was good. I got in a car accident, so that stopped me from biking as hard. And then I started YouTube, which is basically a desk job. Mostly YouTubers are in here. So, I mean, we know it's a desk job. It's so much editing, so much sitting on your butt that I've just gained a lot of weight. So I want to lose that. And I'm trying not to work on Sundays. And that's mostly for my own sanity and for my wife, because she works hard all week. She works hard all week. And then I'm still working on the weekend. I'm not, I can't say 2 days because I have to go Saturday to yard sales and I always have work to catch up on. But since I've been doing YouTube pretty much every Sunday, I've been editing videos or catching up with something. So trying very hard to actually take Sunday off. We'll see if it works.
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one, Mikey. I hope you stick to that one. We have two of our favorite fellas coming through. We have Jimmy
old school
Flips, and we have Mr. Bill, aka SSK Promo. Just in time for games, he says. So hey, how do you 1080p, baby? We're streaming in 1080p, Mikey. Did you know that?
Ooh, I don't even know if my camera can hold that.
There we go. I know.
This one, my camera will be 720.
I think you are coming in 720 strong here, Dustin. Definitely. Yeah. So let's see here. Kristen Rule Squirrel is saying, he's so right. I miss going outside instead of YouTubing. So we all need to just take some time away, right, Dustin? And just go outside, play some disc golf. I don't know.
We need to do that.
Frolic. I know. We need to get back on it. Mikey, have you thrown those plastic frisbees around?
I do. But the last time I played was not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before that. So I don't play often, but I do like to play. I like to find them. I'm thinking maybe I'll challenge Sonny one of these days. Yes, we'll have a multinational. I know a lot of resellers do throw the disc around. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to get the Vegas league going here.
There you go.
We need to come up, like whenever there's conventions, we need to find a course and just have like the FlipCon, like you said, invitational inaugural tournament or whatever,
Yes.
So that would be a good idea to do. So let's move on here. Mikey, overrated, underrated number two. This is a hot take. Okay.
All right.
Let us know your honest opinion, overrated or underrated, okay? Sunny Las Vegas, overrated or underrated?
Sunny Las Vegas. All right. I guess we got to still go underrated because he's underrated. I don't think anyone's overrating him except for maybe some of his commenters, but other than that, he's getting love from the comments. But other than that, I don't think anyone's hyping up Sonny. So underrated for sure. He's got there a long way to go. He's putting in a lot of work and he's got a lot more to come. So
that's awesome. Yeah. For someone that spent a lot of time with Sonny Las Vegas, Mikey, tell us something that we, the people, might not know about Sonny that you can share that he wouldn't mind you sharing.
Ooh. Might not know. I mean, Sonny pretty much shows himself on the camera, so I can't really say there's that much, except he can eat and drink pretty good, I gotta say. He likes to put stuff away, so that's what I'll say. He's a consumer, yeah.
Well, hey, next time we all get together.
I wish I had bigger gossip or juiciness, but yeah. I can't.
No, that's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. When we're all together in one room, we'll definitely see who can drink. Dustin's big too. Dustin, how tall are you?
6'4".
6'4". So it's like we're all big guys here. It's gonna be be interesting to say the least. So Jill's saying he's underrated. So we're all in good. But Sonny himself is saying he's overrated. Come on, you gotta give yourself some credit here. So we have Let's Do Lunch podcast is popping in on Facebook saying, popping in from Facebook to see some of my favorite guys. So guys, if you have not Facebook viewer, there you go. So guys, if you have not listened to another fantastic podcast, Let's Do Lunch podcast, comes out each and every Friday during lunch. So check them out. Three amazing ladies on the podcast. So, Kristen says, I'll accept that challenge as well. So that's awesome. Let's see here. Okay, next one up. Overrated or underrated, number three?
Target or Tarjay. The store.
The store. Overrated completely.
But they got Starbucks. You're not a Target shopper, Mikey?
I'm not an anything shopper, guys. I'm a thrift store shopper. Anything that comes in this house that's new, my wife buys. I just like to go thrift stuff and find stuff on the deal. So, yeah, she might say Target's underrated or overrated. But, yeah, everyone's always going there. You can go to Walmart. It's just the nicer version of Walmart. So, yeah, way overrated.
I love a good Walmart. I love the hood Walmarts, right, Dustin? Or the real redneck Walmarts? God, they're the best. It's like a whole nother world in there, Mikey.
Where they got real fishing bait there, not like the fishing bait around here.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 I think some do, don't they, Dustin? Like little like crickets and stuff like outside.
Used to. I don't know if ours does anymore. To.
Yeah. But
or at least the quality memories. At least the quality gun selection with some ARs or something, right? Yeah.
I don't know if they sell ARs, but we do have a pretty good gun selection.
Good knife selection too there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What was I gonna say about Walmart? I can't remember. It'll come back to me here.
If there's not an old guy handing out smiley face stickers, then
exactly.
It's
not a good Walmart. So, all right, moving on. Number four, reselling books, Mikey. Overrated or underrated? Are you, do you know a lot about books?
I was going to say, no, I don't know. The only thing I know about reselling books is raking profit sells them, and so does his mom. That's the only thing I know about reselling books at all. Are you talking? Okay, you're talking actually doing it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking like literature. I wouldn't say underrated or overrated. I wouldn't say unrated. I don't really know. And like I said, all I know is raking his mom, sell it, and make some money. That's all my only take on it.
Okay. Have you ever come across a good book?
I mean, a couple times, but they don't sell that good. Like you look on the comps on eBay and there's like 100 of them for $3.84. So like I said, experience in books is not all that great, but I have sold a couple for like $40. So that's cool when you find a book, but I just don't really look. I'm not interested. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know Dustin and I, we don't look for books often, but when we come across, like if we go to the bins or anything like that, it's usually we look for those textbooks, anything educational.
Books.
Yeah, like something it's like we know it's like, oh, this is different. Yeah. You know, you just kind of know. It's like this is a different book. You look it up. Mm-hmm. Like we used to come across.
I sold a code book.
That's right.
Electrical code book a couple days ago. Got $40 out of it.
Yeah.
So. Stuff like that.
Be on the lookout for that one. It's just kind of like a paperback book with huge reams on the side, Mikey. And it says electrical code book. And doesn't it come with like a DVD or something, Dustin?
No,
like inside? Not that one. But some of them do. I would recommend code books and stuff, even if they're old, because each year I think there's like a different version, Dustin?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. The one I saw was from 2020 and got $40 out of it.
Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for code books.
Nice. Yeah. I sold like an architectural book like twice for decent money. So I know to look out for that one.
I sold a construction one.
Yeah. Before. All that's the stuff, that good information is definitely good. My Goodwill scans their books. So
really?
Yes. I know not all of them do it, but they do it. Yeah. They're sniping a lot of that stuff out of there for sure.
Gosh, they must have a lot of people working there if they're looking up books too, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're trying not to let any of the big ones go by.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I still need to list all those Harry Potter books, Dustin.
Get them going. You should have posted them before Christmas. That'd have been great.
I know. But moving on. Number five, Dustin. Overrated, underrated.
Overrated. And I might know the answer to this. Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, they're currently underrated, but they're getting overrated. I'm noticing that movie Jamie Foxx did. He was all over the Gucci Hawaiians. Mm-hmm. I was watching some 90 Day Fiance. Shout out to all the wives out there. And two dudes were in Hawaiian shirts. So I think I'm on the trend, and pretty soon they'll be overrated. And I'll switch to something else. So current status underrated, but watch out, trending to overrated.
Say that. I love rocking Hawaiian shirts on the weekend. I know. In the summer.
I gotta say, I wear them all the time. Shout out to davidswear.com, you guys. This company sends me shirts. I never thought this would happen in my life doing YouTube videos, but they send me shirts. They give me an affiliate link. I get a little percentage. It's awesome. I'm like, send me some more shirts, dudes. I'll do whatever you want. But yeah, I love finding Hawaiian shirts. People, viewers of the show have sent me Hawaiian shirts. It's a good thing out here in Vegas. It's the Ninth Island is what they call it. Kind of Aloha style. Mm-hmm. So I've been loving some Hawaiian shirts and people love them on me. So
that's awesome. It's part of your brand, Mikey. Mm-hmm. So it can never be overrated, you know?
No, I'm going to switch. I was even just talking to my wife.
What is David's Hawaiian shirts going to do?
You're right. I'm never going to switch wearing my David's Hawaiian shirts. Was I thinking? I'm always going to wear them. I was like, maybe I need to start some new plaids. I'll go like all the crazy plaids.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, like he'll be like, oh, he was in the gingham today. And then, oh, that's the only one I know. Oh,
the gingham?
That's
the only what other plaid kind of plaids patterns? Gingham, for sure.
Let us know. Yeah, I could be the plaid man, though. So I'm planning. You know, you gotta plan ahead.
What if you just wear, like, you know how you go to Florida and you get those like spray painted like t-shirts where it's got like your name and like a two dolphins like put together to look like a heart?
Yeah,
I think that you need to start wearing those.
I could do Florida very well. I've never been, but I think I could make it, and there's probably lots of Hawaiian shirts out there for me to find too.
Okay,
Florida, man, that's a different country down there. It's wild in Florida.
They have their own rules.
They got gators too. They let walk around and stuff like that. Yeah, it's wild out there. Yeah.
Speaking of weird rules, Dustin, I recently found out that in Texas, in the state of Texas, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you and I got into an altercation, I can challenge you to what do they call it?
A duel.
It's not a duel, but it's called like active combat. I can challenge you in an active combat, and then we can let a police know and be like, hey, I'm challenging him to active combat. We both agree. We can fight, and then when it's over, it's just over. But it can't be like, we can't use any weapons or turn into like aggravated assault or anything like that. But I can literally, if we both agree, okay, let's just duke it out. And when we're done, we're done, and we can't get arrested. It's not assault or anything like that. I don't think it's called active combat, but it's something like that.
I challenge you to active combat. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It should be, if it's not active combat, it should be changed to, or we should all get it all around the U.S. I like the active combat. Yeah.
I think it's great. You solve a lot of problems that way, you know?
For sure.
Yeah. So next time you're in Texas, guys. Plaid to match your kilt. That's right. Mikey, tell us.
I do wear a kilt. I was challenged to wear a kilt. And anytime you challenge me or mock me or anything, I wear it as a badge of honor and just turn it into my own strength. So Sunny Las Vegas and Danny got me a kilt. They were laughing. Mikey's going to wear a kilt. So I wore it out on the Las Vegas Boulevard. I wore Doc Marten boots for the first time that I garage sailed for super cheap. And I got to say, Doc Martens are super comfortable.
I see why
people like them for sure. They're nice. And I wore my Stone Cold Austin t-shirt because if I was going to wear a kilt, I needed to wear my biggest, baddest ass shirt. So no one would mess with me for wearing a skirt. So I was like, Stone Cold. I got Stone Cold up top and a skirt down low. So
were you wearing the Doc Martens with the kilt?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, so man.
It was a look. I liked it. I really embraced it and might do it more.
Trending like style?
Yeah, underrated. I started looking for kilts online, I got to say. I need some different colors and stuff like that. Maybe a Hawaiian kilt. Ooh, a Hawaiian kilt.
What's the reselling value on some kilts? I bet they're not cheap.
It wasn't. I think this one they got me is like $60 to $75. It's really thick, real canvas, adjustable. It's a legitimate kilt. So yeah, definitely a bolo. Yeah, Kristen sold some kilts too, so she knows.
Bolo. Okay, nice. We got TCR is in the building. The college reseller says, "What's up, Ray and Dustin? Hope you're doing well. Good to see you, college reseller." So next up, Mikey, number six, the Goodwill. Overrated, underrated.
Underrated.
Interesting. Everyone says, okay.
Everyone says it's so expensive, this, that, and the other, but really our job is to find what they misprice no matter what. So, you know, they don't know everything at the Goodwill. People are still dumping off tons of stuff there, and there's still tons of bargains, tons of profit to be made. And I actually like most of the employees at my local Goodwills. They're all cool, normal, regular people just out there trying to work and make a buck. So, and I've met the executives. They're just out trying to help the community. Everyone's got to get paid. I mean, they talk about Goodwill, and they pay their executives and all that. But I mean, every company, the people up top are getting paid. At least they're putting some back into the community. So underrated. It's still plenty of picking.
There you go, guys. We recently put out a video of, I came across some crazy Disney plush at our local Goodwill that we just released. So if you guys want to check that out, it's our newest video on YouTube. So check that out and see what we got going on with that Disney plush that we found at Goodwill. So moving. The same people
that,
I bet it was from the same person.
Overpriced at that garage sale.
I think it was, Dustin, because I felt like it was the same style plush.
I guarantee you should go back and look at that video and like compare.
Interesting. Okay. I still have, yeah, we haven't edited that video, so I'm kind of saving all of the garage sale footage for winter now, I guess. Wintertime, you know. So, all right. Moving on. Number seven.
Overrated, underrated, lasagna.
Ooh, lasagna. Underrated. I love lasagna. I mean, it's like the bologna sandwich of Italian food, but give me bologna sandwich, you know, I'll take it any day of the week. So, yeah.
The bologna sandwich of Italian food. Interesting. Yes.
I know. It's the basic. I mean, yeah, you go to Italian. Yeah. You go to Italian place and you want the basic whatever. Lasagna. You can't go wrong anytime. So, yeah. My wife mocks me. She orders all kinds of like chicken marsala, this penny, this, and stuff like that. I'm like, give me some lasagna. The meatloaf. Maybe it's the meatloaf. I don't know. Yeah, basic sandwich.
What's your favorite food, Mikey?
My probably tacos. I mean, just because it's a wide variety, it's kind of an easy answer. But yeah, give me some tacos any day of the week.
There you go.
How about you guys? What's you guys sliming down some tacos?
Oh yeah. Are you you don't seem like the ground beef kind of guy. You seem like like Dustin was saying, El Pastor, carne asada, maybe some carnitas.
What's up? Is
it
how do you say it, right?
What is it, Dustin?
The birria.
Yeah. Birria. Like
popular stuff right now. Yeah. That's have you seen the pizza? No. I did have some birria ramen. And when I first started YouTube, I put that short on. I was doing some shorts and it got me like 1.7K views. And that little bar went up so high. I was so excited because I never got any kind of views like that. But I was like, birria ramen, yes. And so it has a special place in my heart, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
When you first start. Yeah. So, birria is great.
Awesome. Awesome. Man, I'm getting hungry now. We have Fireball Flipper. There we go. There we go. Saul's Mercado. Yes, sir. On the tacos. So let's see here. Fireball saying, just popped in to say hello. Hope everyone had a great week of sales. Thank you so much for popping in. Fireball Flippers. All right. Moving on. Number eight. This is a good one. Whatnot, Mikey. What is your experience with Whatnot?
My
overrated, underrated.
It probably depends on what side of the fence you're on, really. I mean, I can see things both ways. for me personally, I guess it's underrated because I'm not utilizing it, and I do have a small following that I'm pretty sure will buy stuff off of me and follow me there from YouTube, plus some of my friends sell on whatnot also. So I've done two shows. I did them with my wife on a Saturday. The first one went pretty good. I sold a bunch of glass and stuff. It was really fun. I really like getting on there selling and just interacting with the community. That's the funnest stuff. That's why I like to go live on Friday nights, is just to interact with the people. So I did the Friday, I did one, and then I did the second one. It wasn't as hot, but I still sold stuff and all that. But then I actually had hernia and had to wait for a surgery again. I had a second hernia, man. Dang. This year
you didn't get that checked out, Mikey.
Well, they're both meshed up, so yeah, I got like a screen down there holding it in. So I haven't been on Whatnot since, and I'm actually going, me and Sonny, we're gonna, a lot of people want to buy stuff from our videos from the booth, and it's, for me personally, I live farther away from there. I don't really want to go to the booth, pick that stuff up, bring it back to my house and mail it out.
Just do it there.
So that's what we're going to do. We are going to have a Whatnot from the booth so people can come buy the stuff from the booth like they've been requesting. It'll make it a little easier for us, and it should make for a good show. So
yeah, that should be
interesting. Coming back to Whatnot.
Is it going to be on your Whatnot, or is it going to be on Sonny's?
It's going to be on my Whatnot the first time, and then if Sonny wants to do it the next time, we might switcheroo. Yeah, but he's coming. We're going to do it together. So, but I'll be responsible for the mailing and shipping. So
Nice.
It should be interesting. I mean, so many people, I mean, do good on Whatnot. I mean, there's people out there killing it through hard work, hustle, and everything else. So.
Nice. Like anything. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you guys? Eight. What's your take? What do we get your guys' takes or only my takes? I want.
I haven't
I
used know
it. What you guys think?
I have bought things on Whatnot. We have not sold anything on Whatnot, but I don't know yet. I don't think that a lot of people can make a lot of money on Whatnot, like for what it's, you know, the items that get sold on there. Because, you know, if you want top dollar, of course, you're going to list your stuff on eBay, right? But that's a good way to make quick sales, quick nickels, not slow dimes kind of things. And I feel like it's more of a social media selling platform than it is a reselling platform. So any audience that you may have elsewhere, the people are going to go there and you're more likely to sell better than just starting from scratch and not selling, random person selling.
Yeah. For a rando to start, it's tough, but I mean, there have been plenty of success stories out there that they just keep going and they've built their following and everything else. Like anything, it takes a lot of hard work, sacrifice and everything else to really get going on.
I'm curious to see if Whatnot as a company is actually making money, because all the $10 referrals, you get $10, I get $10. I don't think they're making money. So once that referral program goes away to where they focus on actually making or turning a profit, then we're going to see if it's actually going to stay or not going to stay, you know. And now we see eBay, what are they calling it? eBay Live or whatever. Have you heard about this, Mikey? They're live.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but that's all. I just know they're supposed to be rolling it out or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Poshmark has live shows now too. I mean, live is supposed to be kind of the way of the future-ish. I mean, overseas, they do it a lot. People are always going to still want to buy however they want to buy through, you know, eBay or whatever. But a lot of people, like QVC is a huge popular show because people like buying on reaction and just get it now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's definitely a get it now that you can get from live. And then when you do have the good following, people want to buy from that person and they're willing to even pay more because they can get it from that person. It kind of gives them even more an emotional attachment to the item. So, I mean, if you can get the right people in there, you can definitely do some good for sure.
And then another thing, if you have an audience, you say, Mikey, if you know, you can do it on your YouTube channel and sell it directly there and make even more money and not have to worry about fees or anything like there. Like our friend Angie Resells does each and every Saturday night. you know, I mean, why wouldn't you do that? I know it could be a lot of work on the back end, but
yeah. The reason I don't do that is because I don't want to do all the back end work. I don't want to collect the PayPals. I don't want to deal with non-payers. I don't want to deal with people's hurt feelings when they thought they had the bid sooner or the lag and all that.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Is all the bids go in there and you just pack and you just, all the bid, all the money's taken care of and you just pack and ship your stuff. So it's pretty easy like that. That's like, I know other people do the live shows too. And there's a lot of work on that, but Whatnot definitely, that's definitely worth some time and consideration that they take care of all that stuff for you.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Maria has a good point. They make 30 cents per transaction. So the ads, it's true. That adds quick. That's why I'm curious to see if they're actually turning a profit or not at this moment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're definitely putting a lot of money into getting people to make videos and, you know, the referrals and everything else. So, I mean, hopefully it does do great. And if not, I think there'll be some other live selling apps that come up because it's definitely a thing that's trending and more people are doing it.
I'm curious to see if they are focusing on actually building the brand or focusing on building it to sell it to a bigger, I don't know, maybe Amazon or Google and something to where or eBay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think that's always every startup's dream almost.
Yeah, man.
Sell it, cash out
and sell. Yeah. Right. All right.
Someone buy us out yet?
Not yet.
Dustin. No offers yet. All right.
No offers yet. Hey, if you guys want to buy us out, send us an email at thenationalflippers@gmail.com.
We'll start in bid.
Start in bid, right? We'll start at $1 since we're talking about Whatnot, right? Start bid at $1.
Yeah.
So, all right. For five. There you go. Moving on. Number 9, Dustin.
Overrated, underrated. UFOs.
Ooh, underrated because they're out there.
They're out there, Mikey. I feel like you. I feel like you may have like a story from your little Mikey bags of money from your childhood where you possibly saw a UFO.
Well, I mean, multiple encounters. I mean, haven't we all? I mean, one time we saw a mysterious light in the sky that was unexplained. Yeah. I mean, there could have been some drinking involved, and it could have been many moons ago.
It was on 4th of July, so yeah.
That was when we, Dustin and I saw.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on the 4th of July.
Yeah. I believe it, for sure. There's a lot of things unexplained. And I live in Nevada, Area 51. Come on, you guys. I think they're hovering all the time. We have the weirdest clouds and weirdest things that just like rockets.
Oh, they're in there.
That go there. Yeah. So,
have you seen the movie Nope?
No, but I'm going to check it out.
Okay, yeah, check it out. You're talking about alien stuff. You talked about clouds. It like hides in the cloud.
Oh,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. More like Jaws than anything. Yeah, it's like if Jaws was like a UFO, that's kind of what, you know, you get that vibe. Yeah, it's good. Definitely check that out. I highly recommend it.
I'm in.
So what was I going to say? Did you see, since you're Vegas resident, the UFO that got caught hovering above the Sapphire Gentlemen's Club?
I saw it only on the internet. I was not at the location at the time, but I did see a few pictures of it. I didn't check it out too much, but I don't pay attention much to the news or anything around here, it just has to hit my feed just a little bit. So I did. I saw the UFO. Yeah, they're here. I know they're here. So that just confirmed it. Confirmed.
I have a feeling, and I've expressed this thought to Dustin, that I feel like the UFOs, I feel like Earth is kind of like the Cancun of the universe. They probably just come stop by to have fun, maybe some like alien kids, you know, fixing to go to college, and they just come by to have fun. You know what I mean? It's just like, this is where they come by and just mess with us and have fun.
Hey, I'm down with it. What was the show? The old one on History Channel, Ancient Aliens.
Yeah,
great show. Man. Yeah. I still will turn that on to go to sleep to sometimes. So yeah, they're all out there.
This great quote here, Marie. Men in Black won, I believe. Elvis is not dead. He just went home. Great. Great quote. Oh, Ken said he's double watching on YouTube. Ooh. And on Facebook.
Ooh, there you go.
There you go. So, guys, again, if the people listening to at home or the people watching this back, check us out on Facebook. Check us out. Follow us on Facebook. So, all right, moving on. Last one. And I think we already know the answer to this. Renting space in a thrift store, overrated or underrated?
Oh, overrated.
Yeah. Oh, over.
I mean, overrated. Yes. People are like, I mean, I appreciate all the kind words. People are like, congratulations. I'm like, I've just dedicated myself to another bill I am responsible for and have to dedicate a lot more hours of work for unknown financial success. So, and like I said, it's never been my dream. It's been a lot of work. I haven't made much money. I'm hoping that I'd learn to stock it better. I'm hoping more people come in the store and I start making some decent dough. That would be cool. Then they would be underrated. But for right now, my experience is overrated. I'm not getting rich and I put in a lot of work. So
yeah, there you go. How long has it been open?
I think it's going on. Maybe it's fifth week of being open.
Oh, so it's
fresh.
So fresh. Yeah. And so there's so much more growing to do for sure in there. Mm-hmm. So I know I can start making some more dough and it's definitely cool and exciting and everything else. But, as far as, yeah, the big hoopla and people are very excited. It's just, I've dedicated myself to more work, people. That's all. More work. And honestly, like, I mean, money wise, if I just listed on eBay like three or four more a day, it would probably easily cover what I could make in the booth, right? Without having to go there and drive there and all that stuff. But I get to go do it with my YouTube friends and colleagues. The whole YouTube thing is a whole different vibe on it and an interesting experiment and all that, like that people just come and visit and stuff like that. So that, I don't think you can put a price on that. And that has been really cool. That's, I would say, underrated, because I never expected so many people would come in and do such nice things and just come say hi and give us the support. So
there you go. Nice. All right. So that concludes, Mikey, overrated, underrated. Thank you so much for answering those questions. Off the hot seat. All right. So that leads us to our next segment of the show and everyone's favorite segment of the show, Dustin's Tip of the Week. So, Dustin.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Cue the music.
Come on, music.
Music. I don't hear it.
I got it on mute. My bad. There we go. Dustin's Tip of the Week. All right, Dustin. What's your Tip of the Week?
Tip of the Week is, if you have a negative feedback, always reach out to that buyer to kindly see if they could remove it. If you could help them out with that purchase, even give them a partial refund or something. A lot of people just kind of out of frustration of that item and not your fault, they give you negative feedback. Just ask them to remove it. I had a couple removed, and reason why I say that, Ray had a nice experience. I'm gonna pull that up.
Yes. Dustin brought this to my attention this week.
For like, and I was 10 minutes.
Completely unaware this was even a case. So I guess Dustin was creeping eBay page here, and he saw that I have a negative feedback. And as a good reseller that I am, I never really check my feedback, only because I know that I am an incredible reseller. My feedback is always at 100%. Plus A plus reseller, like the people leave on there. But the negative feedback was, I sold a Jurassic Park toy. All right. And then the feedback says the item doesn't work, not fit TI Acura RDX 2016.
All right.
So where clearly is he putting
that Jurassic Park figure?
I don't know. So clearly this Jurassic Park figure does not fit an Acura. RDX car. So they made a mistake, clearly. And I actually, Dustin, after you brought this to my attention today, I messaged the buyer. They were unaware they even left a comment, went back and looked, and they said they don't even know how to change it. So
you can send them the feedback.
Yeah, you have to send them the form.
Exactly. But that seems like a lot of work. Tomorrow, really, I'll probably just
see that.
I'll communicate with my eBay rep tomorrow, and they'll gladly remove it, no problem. So, all right. So,
from India. He'll get you taken care of.
Right. Do you get a lot of those, Dustin? I usually get all the American ones.
I don't get any.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Shannon from Tokyo or something. I don't know.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, that was Dustin's tip of the week.
There's the music.
There it is. Dustin's tip of the week, brought to you by none other than our good friends over at
StickerWise.
StickerWise.com. Mikey, if you want to get some stickers for, you know, maybe some stickers for your booth, for your reselling booth or what have you, check StickerWise out. I'm trying to find, I'm all messed up here. Here we go.
I have my air guitar right now.
There you go. StickerWise.com, Mikey. One of the best places to buy stickers. Check out StickerWise.com. Yeah, pretty good deal. And if you use the code FLIPPERS, you're going to get 10% off, Mikey.
Oh, wow. I'll definitely use the code FLIPPERS.
So check that out. That's where we get all of our stickers. We got our regular stickers right here.
Our shiny edition.
And then look at that.
Those are nice.
The ultra rare
sticker there. So guys, go over to stickerwise.com, use the code FLIPPERS, and you're going to get 10% off. All right. That concludes the music. I think that was playing the whole time, and I just... I know, right? You can hear it. All right. So, Mikey, that concludes Dustin's tip of the week, and we're going to move on to... Everyone loves this. The skip or flip segment of the show. We're going to show you three different items that recently sold on eBay. And you're going to let us know if you see them at a thrift store, garage sale, or what have you, if you would skip it or flip it. All right.
The year we finally get some skips.
Right. Oh, do I have skips today? I don't know, Dustin. You're going to have to see. So, all right. So, Mikey. Are you? Yeah. This is where people get nervous.
Yeah, I'm shaking in my slippers.
There you go. All right, first one up here, Mikey. We have a Hawaiian shirt, and this literally the only picture.
The only picture?
Then I'm only gonna say picture.
What's the size?
I can't see the tag. And I will say I love wearing Hawaiian shirts. I love buying Hawaiian shirts. But Hawaiian shirts in general do not have a good sell-through rate. A lot of them don't sell for a lot of money. So generally is a skip. Oh, but that one I'd pick up in a second.
Why is that?
It's a Ren Spooner is one of the better brands. Ooh, it's very well respected, and it's Star Wars. So that's they do special collaborations. They do like Star Wars. They do sporting things. Mm-hmm. They do like Christmas stuff, and it's new attacks. So I gotta imagine that thing is would that sell for maybe $60 or $75, maybe. I don't know. That's what I'm gonna guess. But yeah, they have some awesome Christmas stuff from Ren Spooner.
What would you pay for this? Yeah.
I'd buy it for $20. That's about that's about my max on anything. I'm a cheapo, but yeah, that's a beautiful shirt.
$20 cheap. Man, that's expensive. Our max is like 10, you know.
Well, I'm shelling out for this one. I'm shelling out. I mean, look at it. Star Wars Beauty and, like I said, the Ren Spooner. There's a lot of Hawaiian shirt brands out there, but Ren Spooner is very well respected. He's got great quality, and his shirts do sell. So I would pick that up.
So, and how much you think it's going for?
I thought it was going to go for maybe $75 on eBay.
$75 on eBay. Okay. Brand new with tags.
Yeah, that's my guess.
There we go. Random question here. Are you a sneakerhead? I'm new to the channel. We do like sneakers, so I would say yes. So we have Ryan Golf Ghost Picker says flip. Marie's flipping. And then Ken is saying, is that a Dave's Hawaiian shirt? It's not. It's a Rain Spooner.
It's not.
All right. So this is Hawaiian
shirt. I'm getting that for myself.
There you go. Okay. So this one, Mikey, just sold on eBay for $250.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's amazing.
So be on the lookout
for it. Yeah.
Be on the lookout for some. Have you ever come across any Rain Spooner shirts in the wild,
Mikey? Yeah, for sure. They have they have football ones. They have college ones. They have a whole Christmas edition for like many years. The Christmas Hawaiians, they people price them up higher, and they don't have a great sell through rate, but you can definitely price it up higher because people are looking for special years on their shirts. A lot of them have it printed, and yeah, Rain Spooner, I do find them, and I usually will pick them up. Like the basic ones, they don't always sell for a whole lot or that fast, but like I said, it's a good quality brand. You can't never go wrong pretty much with a Rain Spooner Hawaiian shirt.
Gotcha.
That 250 was amazing though. I mean, they have, like, I see, follow them on Instagram, and I see some of their new releases, and they do have some awesome stuff. They obviously got some bucks behind them if they can collab with Star Wars like that.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right, moving on, Mikey. This is a good one because I don't know your knowledge about this particular subject, but we're here to learn, right, Mikey?
Oh yes, I get things wrong all the time. I'm okay with it. I'm okay. There we go. With it.
All right, so here we have a Pokemon card. It says it's in Japanese. Oh, on the bottom, it says Pocket Monsters. And that's what the back looks like. And here are some different angles of the card there. The top does say, Mikey, it says Nintendo, copyright Nintendo, Creature, Game Freak, TV, Tokyo, Shop Pro. That's what it says on the top. There's a 1997 date made in Japan. Ooh. So what are we thinking here, Mikey? What's your thought process here?
Okay. My thought process is I don't really know Pokemon cards. I know anything Pokemon could potentially be worth something, or people want Pokemon stuff for sure. Very popular. Now this thing says made in Japan. Anything almost made in Japan, I think, is usually a better quality or more desirable, especially like in like some electronics or some other type of things. So this is like a real OG Pokemon card, it looks like to me, much better than our American versions. But then again, I don't know anything about Pokemon. So I'd buy it. Let's say I would buy it depending on the price. $5 maybe? That's all.
How much do you think it's selling for?
I have no idea. I would shoot a 5 spot on it, but I'm a little afraid since you're showing it to me that it's going to go for $125. But yeah, I have no idea of the Pokemon game. But it's very cool. Okay. Made in Japan, and $5, I waste that on a hamburger and eat that no problem. So why not get myself a Pokemon card and have something to remember something by?
There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, Dustin, what are we doing here? I didn't ask you about last one, Dustin. I'm sorry. It's my apologies.
He wanted the shirt. He was going to keep it. Yeah, it was a keeper. Yeah.
Selling it. Get out of here. It was my size too. Come on.
Right. So what are we doing with this Pokemon card?
I'm snatching it up because it's sweet.
There you go.
I paid $20 for it.
$25.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. See, we all pay different things. I love shirts. There I was like 20, yep. And you guys were like, whoa, and I'm here like at 5. So that's the great thing about reselling and even going with friends. We all like different things. So, I mean, there's so much stuff out there to buy and get excited about. So I can't wait to see what this one's coming in at.
All right. So we have Marie's flipping, Ping's flipping, Alan's flipping, and then Ryan saying, I don't know anything about Pokemon either. But all right. So, 1K. Mikey,
1K.
This card just recently sold on eBay for $1,100.
Wow, I was right.
At auction, it had 32 bids and sold for $1,100.
I am one for 40 on my guesses.
So just to give you a little insight here, Mikey. So before the Pokemon trading card game, because it is a game, you know, you play with other people and you battle or whatnot. They released these cards in Japan called, the company's made is, it's called, and I'm sure I'm butchering this. It's called a Cardass. Cardass Bandai. It's a Bandai card. You know, like they make toys and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Bandai. And video game. What else do they make, Dustin? Bandai. I know they make toys.
Like toys. God, I don't know.
But that's cards. It, right? Yeah. Cards. So these are the, like you said earlier, Mikey, the OGs. These are the cards before the cards. So a lot of collectors are going back and they're looking for these cards. There's the Cardass Poke. I know I'm saying that terribly, but the Cardass Pokemon cards, especially Charizard. As we all know, Charizard is the Pokemon that everybody loves. Mm-hmm. And they make all kinds of different ones. And of course, condition is key. So if you see one with great condition, I would for sure pick it up. Here's a Pikachu one. Now, some of them are worth more than others, but they kind of have the same kind of theme. And if you see those at the flea market, I would definitely pick them up because collectors are always looking for these cards. The hardcore collectors are.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I'll definitely be able to remember those.
Yeah. They're just different looking, you know?
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for those. And I think they even made one that was like a playing card deck that's even rarer than these. So be on the lookout for that too. So, and of course, like anything, look it up. If you have, you know, if you have second thoughts, then look it up.
When in doubt, look it up.
Cardass. I think that's how you say it. So let's see here. Mikey, today is family day. You said no working on Oh, there you go. He did. We're not working. We're having fun.
We're having fun. We're hanging out. And I agreed to this before I had my Sunday fun day rule. And also, I know my Sunday, I'm trying to do that. That didn't say I was going to be successful. I try a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? I did do a little work on my YouTube video that I released today, this morning. I think I had to do the description and the thumbnail. But usually I'm like still editing it on Sunday and releasing it on Sunday. I'm not one of those guys that gets it all ahead and a bunch in the bank. I'm trying to work on that. It'd be great to have a bunch in the bank and just not worry. But I'm like, oh, I got to get that video out. And then, yeah, working feverishly to get it done on time. So having that ready this Sunday was great. I had it ready last Sunday. So that's going to be what I'm trying to do is just get it all ready Saturday, even if I have to do it Saturday night. So Sunday I can chill, go ride my bike, and hang out with my wife.
There you go. All right. So next one up, Mikey, we have this soccer jersey.
Ooh.
Lino Messi soccer jersey.
I was going to say Messi. Yeah, pick it up.
So for the people that may not know, Argentina just won the World Cup. And this is a Argentina Lino Messi jersey. And this isn't the World Cup jersey because they'll have a patch in the middle, but this is a Lionel Messi jersey. So you're picking it up. How much, Mikey?
Oh, I paid $25 for it.
$25. Okay.
Yeah. I think it was a Messi jersey early on when I started. I don't find a lot of soccer jerseys out here and it went for a decent price. I definitely held out. So they can be, it all depends on the brand and all that other stuff. I mean, that one looks legit to me. The 10, the numbers look a little funny, I got to say, with those cutouts. But that was probably just a jersey addition, I would figure.
Yeah. But, they do weird things with numbers.
Yeah. But Messi's the man. Argentina kicks buns. So it all looks good to me.
There you go. Now, I know they do sell a lot of fakes out there. So be advised. This seller even said, stop counterfeits. All merch sold in this eBay store is 100% genuine and legit. No fakes. So
I don't know. Like, I look at that and I'm like, that's a fake with those weird cutouts.
With the weird numbers.
White. Yeah, the white you can see underneath the black and all that. And then this is making me wonder even more with his stop all the fakes thing. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
So, as you saw, for the people that just saw the price, this jersey did sell for $349.
Yeah.
So, of course, Messi is the man, like you said. And he just won the World Cup. And I looked back after him winning the World Cup, the jersey prices were so inflated. There was like, they were selling for like $1,100, like a legit That's jersey crazy. Like this, $1,100 all day long. So, and I think they're on back order. So you can't even get a Messi jersey on like Adidas.com.
So much.
So I would still be on the lookout for Lionel Messi jerseys. Because, I mean, he's the GOAT at this point, you know? So, all right. So, Mikey, that concludes Skip or Flip. Thank you so much for playing. Hopefully, we learned something today. So, we're going to get you out of here because we know your Sunday is precious. We want to keep that New Year's resolution, Mikey. So, so the last question that we have here, Mike, is any goals that you may have for your reselling business, for your life goals, anything that you have planned besides taking off, trying to take off on a Sunday, but anything else that you're trying to accomplish in this new year? I know that you have a lot on your plate, and let us know.
I'm just trying to get healthy. I really want to get my bicycling legs back. Done some 50-mile rides. That doesn't seem like a lot for real bikers, but for me and my wife, it's pretty good to go ride 50 miles. It's fun. So I really want to just get on my bike and enjoy myself more on the bike, less on the desk. And I just want to continue to keep growing my YouTube channel, keep growing my community. And I also am trying to start a Las Vegas-only channel also, because I think the algorithm, you know, doesn't quite like Las Vegas / reseller. I mean, I've been doing great, but I think I could even just niche down my Las Vegas thing to a Las Vegas channel and share all the wonderful things in my city here. So that's definitely a goal, and just keep rocking and rolling with Mikey Bags of Money.
Nice. So you're trying to do just Las Vegas channel.
Like, yeah, I would love
not to reselling do, like, related. Just
no, just like going to show our places to eat, because I do a live show every Friday where I've gone to the casinos. I've gone to different festivals around town. I've gone to different events. So I would like almost just a channel just dedicated to that, and me just, you know, having fun around town. There's lots of Las Vegas YouTubers, from people that go eat, people that go to hotels, people that just play slots. So it's a competitive field too, just like reselling, but the ceiling for Las Vegas travel and eating is huge. I mean, everyone likes to travel and eat. Not a lot of people resell. So that's
true.
And I just started the channel because I'm a reseller, you know, and I love watching all the people that share information. I've watched so much from YouTube and learned so much, kind of like my Instagram also, that I'm just using this as a way to give back and share information with people also, because I'm grateful I've learned so much. So I just want to keep doing that and having fun.
That's awesome.
There you go. And again, guys, if you want to follow Mikey on all of his reselling adventures as of right now, go check out his YouTube channel until he opens up, or until he starts his Las Vegas only YouTube channel. Do you have a name, Mikey?
Yeah, I do have one. There's Life with the Cookies. I have Life with the Cookies. I just have a couple of food shorts on it. It's so hard to find the time, you guys. Like, I need to get more organized. I'd love to do more short form content. I had it on a little roll, and then it's just hard to decide, you know, and hard to keep producing everything. I have problems with it. There's lots of goats out there who can just put out things, or they have people. I'm just a solo guy. So, I mean, I probably really need to eventually hire some help, but I don't like farming out things. I like, you know, just doing stuff myself. Even I knew, like, reselling, you can only do so much by yourself until you eventually do need to probably hire some help if you want to level up some more, or just keep finding better stuff, or kind just post the 30 a day. But I mean, even if you post 30 a day, then you can't post 60 a day, I don't think. So, I mean, you do need help eventually always to grow in anything. And that's probably another thing I want to try to do this year, is to be able to get and utilize help. To, you know, just to be able to help level me up.
There you go. And like our boy Eric Flowers is saying, wish there was enough time of the day to hit all these good liquidation stores. So there you
Agreed. Go. Anybody got a clone machine? Clone ourselves?
I wouldn't want to clone them myself.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yes, I'm the same way. Yeah, two Mikeys, no.
There you go. So Ken SSK promo says, as always, another fun show. Thank you everyone, have a great evening and a profitable tomorrow. Hey, I like that.
Or night.
Ooh, okay. I like those, like, what do they call it, Dustin? Those like rollover money, where you just roll over and you wake up and there's always yeah, I like that. That's the best feeling.
Or you get the rollover and you see a return request, you're like, no.
Oh, that's the worst. Don't put that evil on me, Dustin. There you go. So, Mikey, anything else for the people?
No, thank you guys all so much for showing out. Don't forget to like and subscribe to these guys here if you already haven't. I'm sure you have. The motto of my channel is buy, sell, and eat, and I put out 3 videos a week. I do a live show. I used to do a live show every week, but I'm toning it down a little bit with my New Year's resolutions. But there'll be more coming for sure. But yeah, just check me out. Have a good time. Thank you to all the people in the chat that showed up. And thank you guys for having me here. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed myself.
Thank you, Mikey, for coming on. Really do appreciate it. Like always, my name is Ray.
My name's Dustin.
And what's your name, Mikey?
Mikey Bags of Money.
There you go. And guys, we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Thank you so much. And God bless. Peace.
Alien.